Come on in. The door's unlocked. Let me just finish typing this email and... Oh, it's you. I suppose the email can wait. We have some important things to discuss. Close the door for me. Thank you. Now, take a seat. So, do you know why I called you down here? I figured as much. Yesterday, I received a noise complaint from one of my other tenants. Your next-door neighbour, I believe. He told me he's been hearing a lot of bed squeaking, a headboard colliding with the wall, and the moaning. He was very insistent on the moaning. You and your girlfriend were having quite a bit of fun, I take it. No need to be embarrassed. Sex is perfectly normal, especially between a young couple like yourselves. Where is she, by the way? I assumed you two would show up together. Busy with work. I see. Hopefully your job isn't too stressful. Mine certainly is at times. Receiving complaints about my tenants can make it even worse. No apology is necessary, dear. I'm just venting a bit. We both know you didn't mean any harm, but I am curious about something. The walls in this complex are pretty thick. I made sure of that when I had it built. Privacy, peace and quiet. I knew these things would be important to prospective renters and buyers. What I'm getting at is you and your girlfriend must be making a lot of noise. I've gotten wild in my time, believe me, but never that wild. By the way, your neighbour mentioned something else. To him, it sounded like the man was doing most of the moaning. Is that true? You're so cute when you're flustered. I'll take that as a yes. Forgive me for getting so personal, but what is your girlfriend doing to you? What sort of activity is producing such responses? Such pleasure? Are there toys involved? Is she more on the dominant side? I haven't spoken with her much, but she seems the type. Nevertheless, I'd like for you to satisfy my curiosity. Firsthand. As part of my investigation into this noise complaint. Joking? No, I'm actually quite serious. I like to be thorough in my work and gather as much information as I can before proceeding. In this case, having sex with you will accomplish that goal. Understand? It doesn't seem like we're on the same page. I'll try to make this clearer for you. My job goes smoothly when all of my tenants are cooperative. If any of them are not, then I must explore other options. Options like rent increase, utility adjustments, eviction, if it comes to that. And don't think you can escape me once you leave the complex. I have many friends in this city and beyond. Friends in the real estate business. Are you gonna tell on me, foolish boy? We're the only two people in this office. No one will believe you. And why should they? It'd be a word of an accomplished, hard-working career woman versus that of an immature, insatiable young man. If you know what's good for you, and your girlfriend, you'll show me just how insatiable you are. Good boy. You may be upset now, but you'll change your tune before long. Stand up. I want to feel your body. What a lovely face. You have such warm cheeks and such soft lips. But I won't kiss them. And that's your girlfriend's job. I'd rather plant my lips on your neck. Taste your beautiful skin. Was that a shiver I just felt? Interesting. And here I thought you didn't want me. If you say so. Let's move further down, shall we? Oh my. I could run my fingers across your chest all day. And caress your stomach. And tease your nipples. But we have more important things to focus on. Namely, your cock. What's this? You've got a bulge, honey. It appears your mind and body are not in agreement. Look at my chest. Such a nice cleavage. Don't you think? It's a shame my shirt doesn't cover this bra completely. Yes, that's it. Get even harder for me. Stare at my breasts while I rub your cock. Good boy. Your mind is starting to fall in line. And your hips are starting to move. How naughty. Just an indecent little boy being taken by an older woman. Having his hard cock stroked through his pants. Oh, you're whimpering. You wouldn't do that if you weren't enjoying yourself. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong. Nothing to say? I thought as much. You want more, don't you? You want my fingers wrapped around your shaft, sliding up and down, getting covered in pre-cum. Ask me nicely, and I'll pull out your cock. Not good enough, sweetie. Try again. That's more like it. Desperation really suits you. Let's unfasten these pants. And there's your cock. The head's already leaking. Time to make it leak even more. Oh, wow, look at all this pre-cum. You would have made a huge mess in your pants. But instead, it's getting all over my hands. I get to feel it, play with it, and lick it off. After I'm done with you, let me grab your chin. Yes, I see it in your eyes. You're mine now. Your cock is mine. Your orgasm is mine. Your cum is mine. All mine. And now that I own you, I want you to blow your load for me. On my skirt, on the floor, doesn't matter where it lands. Oh, come on, honey. You're shaking so much. There's no way you can last much longer. any one of these strokes could finish the job. Oh, good boy. You're much more cooperative than you were at first. And those wonderful sounds you made while I jerked you off. Oh, I'm starting to see where the noise complaint came from. But I'll need to see more as soon as you recover. Until then, I want you to eat my cunt. I'll just sit on my desk, open my legs. See the wet spot on my knickers? I was just rubbing myself before you arrived. After hearing how your girlfriend fucked your brains out every night, I couldn't help it. Come here and get on your knees. Good boy. Now, take off my knickers and get to work. Such a delightful tongue licking my entrance. Do you like how I taste? You're pressing your face into my mound. You must like it a lot. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Tease my clit. Make me want it more. Oh, fuck. You're doing so well. Such an eager young man. Eager to please me. To have his face ridden. And to be covered in my juices. Oh, fuck. That's what you want, isn't it? I know what. I'll just grab the back of your head and grind your face. Oh, fuck. Oh, your tongue's going even faster now. Yeah, you're more eager than I thought. Oh, fuck. Yes, I'm almost there, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Be a good boy and finish your meal. I'm so close. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come on your face. I'm gonna come on your fucking face. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Men who can eat cunt like that are few and far between. Oh, fuck. So, how's your cock doing? Think you can get it hard for me again? Good. Then go and sit in my chair. It'll be easier to fuck you in that one. Why the hesitation? Let me guess. You're still trying to pretend you're faithful. After my hand was on your cock and your face between my legs, please. You want me on top of you. You want my cunt to squeeze your cock and milk it dry. So stop playing games and get in that chair now. Good boy. Now, hold still. Oh, God. Your cock is such a good fit for me. Let's see if your youth can handle my experience. Yeah, just relax, dear. Give in to my body. Oh, surrender to the pleasure. Yeah, I can feel it growing inside me. You can't resist my tight, wet hole. That's right, sweetie. Moan for me. Buck your hips. Oh, you're making me feel so good too. Oh, fuck. You're matching my rhythm perfectly. Oh, yeah. It just makes me want to ride you even harder. Oh, don't moan too loudly. I know you love being dominated, but someone might overhear. So can you control yourself? Or do I need to cover your mouth? That's my good boy. Oh god, it feels like you're getting so close. Excellent. Oh fuck. Pull out. No. Why would I allow such a thing? Your cum is mine, remember? That means you're gonna fill me up. Whether you like it or not. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Oh, fuck. Shoot a warm load deep in my cunt. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh god, magnificent. I'll keep you inside me for just a little longer. Make sure I don't miss a single drop. How are you feeling? It's okay, honey. You don't need to speak. Clearly you're exhausted. Too bad. I've got half a mind to drag you home and go a few more rounds. Oh well, there's always next time. After how great this was, I'd be crazy not to do it again. And so would you. There are so many things I can teach you. Things that your girlfriend will even appreciate. It's a win-win. Anyway, I should let you go now. Keep the noise down at night, okay? I don't want to receive any more complaints. Good boy. Now, get out of here and give her my regards. Didn't I have an email I was working on? All right, I should finish that up.